Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
There it is, look. That rustling you can hear in the background is the sound of the great PJ Gallagher opening a packet of hobnobs.
Hobnobs.
Which are basically just Hobnobs' way of ripping off Christmas and calling themselves hobnobs.
It does my head in all that shite. It reads, you know that. And
as he stuffs a load into his mouth.
Not the point. But yes, yeah, I know you're right, yeah.
Give us one over here.
But what
anyway.
Does my head in? And you know the way you buy Brennan's bread even now. And I love Brennan's bread.
Right.
But it just says Christmas on it. Happy Christmas on the wrapper and all. In their traditional colours. Like, why
does that upset you?
I don't know. I know I'm a cranky old man shouting at a cloud. I don't know what it is. It's like I still feel sometimes like I'm this rebellious natured alternative living sort of fella. And then I go to the supermarket and the meat is in a different place and I'm like, oh, what sort of wanker is that taking over this place? New management.
Well, so literally what you're doing
bread wrappers changed.
It's exactly
upset.
That. You're literally going, they've changed the wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's exactly the same bread. But they've changed the wrapper!
I know, it's so stupid, isn't it? The Elfie used to get upset when they changed the layout of the newspaper. You know, the Herald.
And to be fair, that would be an inconvenience.
And he'd be like,
You mean if they moved where the sport is or something, or moved
the
funnies?
Yeah, the cinema list or the funnies or whatever, yeah, they'd move it onto a different page. And he'd be like, I don't know where anything is! You know, because he'd always exaggerate.
Because God forbid you turn the page.
I don't know where anything is! It might as well be in feckin' Chinese!
Quite overstated.
But that's, you know, that's the way I think that's how I inherited that. That'd be my, you know, that would have been him all over.
Brilliant.
It might as well be in double Dutch. No one can understand it now.
It says Happy Christmas.
Oh, does it, yeah. Brilliant. Glad you can understand it. Voulez-vous over here.
Voulez-vous. It is mad, isn't it? That is a very Christmassy thing on the cheap.
Which is?
It's to literally just take, you know, not to do some sort of, like, not to go the whole hog and change everything, but to literally just take your existing, do all the time during the year and stick a jingle bell on it.
Yeah.
If it's a sound-related thing, stick some jingle bells in the background. You know, so, like, I don't know, if you're doing your normal Duns ad or something, do your normal Duns ad and then get the lad to stick on a few jingles in the background and suddenly it's a Christmas ad.
And you're like, oh, what a load of bollocks. And it's like, and like you go to those Carol's gift shop places, you ever see them? And you see a lamb with a leprechaun hat on, or a fox with a leprechaun hat on, or whatever.
Right.
And it's your Patrick's Day.
Because I have to say, I was staring at you thinking, oh my God, I tell you something, he's gone out on a limb here. What's Christmassy about?
Oh, yeah.
Fox with a leprechaun hat.
I'll tell you what it is. Because it comes and goes and they don't sell them. They just take off the hat and put a Santa hat on it.
That's a good idea.
And it's the same lamb and the same stupid sheep and the same fox.
Why are they selling a lamb?
Because they have them. They have loads of lamb. Not real. Like a stuffed old lamb and a stuffed old fox.
What says I've been to Ireland with a stuffed lamb?
I don't know, but if you go into the shop, there's loads of that shit. There's loads of that shit in all these gift shops. With just
lambs,
different hats.
Lambs and foxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a Carol's Irish gift store.
In a Carol's Irish gift store. You can buy, like, Christmas jumpers now and all that have, like, lambs on them. But you're just Ireland team Christmas. A lamb and, like, a pint and pints around the waist or whatever. You know these things.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all for pints. I mean, there's no point taking that statement back. I'm all
amazing.
For pints.
What's a sheep got to do with Ireland? What's a pint got to do with it? I can't drink a sheep, can I?
We're synonymous with Guinness. You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, even the New Zealanders.
Synonymous with sheep as well.
Surely the New Zealanders and the Welsh and all, they'll all go, yeah, hang on. Look, I'm not even going.
The Welsh? Yeah. What are you talking about? With that famous Welsh accent. What do you mean?
They might claim a sheep.
They do.
And as for a fox, I mean, who would, like...
Ah, they do.
They're not native to anybody, are they?
They're native.
They're scavengers.
They are native. They're not aliens. They didn't come in off a craft. They're definitely native. And like, you can hardly say anything. You can't even look out your window without seeing sheep. Drinking pints, probably.
No. Well, I don't... Well, on the drive up, you definitely see sheep and cows, but, you know, won't you?
Sheep and cows and deers and everything.
You would certainly see a fox a lot, because I'm surrounded by woodland.
If I had a euro for every morning Jim came in and says he killed another type of animal on the way into work...
Excuse me. I have never... I mean, there might have been
That's
one.
True.
Many years ago, there might have been one.
What did you kill?
And it was, you know, jumped out in front of me. It might have been...
A granny, was it?
I have never... Let me just say this clearly. I have never killed a granny.
Yeah.
There might have been a deer jumped out one early morning.
I'd say that terrifies you, though.
It is.
Like, honestly, up your way, it is different, isn't it? Like, it really is a different world with stuff like that. Like, you come out of your house...
Well, surely to God, I mean, you lived so close to the city centre for years. Surely you were in the Phoenix Park seeing deers.
Ah, but it's different. They're very educated deers. They're used to traffic and...
Educated deers.
Yeah, they're used to traffic and poets and... cyclists.
Yeah. Of course they are.
They're used to all that.
They probably
sort
knew
of
who you were. There was probably, you know, Daddy Deer was probably saying to Baby Deer.
Yeah, there's...
What's that guy there now? Used to dress up as a woman and earn a fortune.
Baby Deer would know the president and all. Like, they're different type of deer. Not like the deer up around your way, walking around and just... They wouldn't know
like
any.
Like, they owned the place.
Nibbling twigs and all. You know what I mean? And then you've got, like, all of that cattle and sheep and, like, your potential RTAs when it comes to animals are a lot worse than my potential ones. I've hit a pigeon. You know, that's it. I've hit a pigeon. And he was a dirty old pigeon. He left his whole imprint on the window.
Wow.
But, like, you could genuinely hit a swan. You know, you could hit anything up
your
way.
Why was he flying so low?
Don't know.
Did you run him down? Was he on the ground
at the
time? Did you aim for him?
No, I didn't. No, I really didn't. I wouldn't do that. But it's a different type of thing, isn't it? Like, you have to think about it an awful lot more. You've no footpaths. You know, you have random farmers who just didn't come home from work on time. You could hit them. You've got, like, the local drunks and all with no street lights.
I tell you, the weirdest one of all.
You've got lads in dungarees that just
there was one morning,
didn't want to be at home.
This is true. I probably said it to you the morning it happened. There was a morning I was driving in once and there was like, I swear to God, it was like a biblical plague of frogs.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Remember,
you see,
now
that. Here we go. This
and there
is
was,
more of it.
There was these frogs. What's the difference between a frog and a toad?
Just size, I think.
Is
more than
well, whatever. So they were one or the other, right?
Yeah.
And they were... now, don't ask me, like, you know, why did the frog cross the road?
Yeah.
But I don't know, right? But they were going from definitely one side to the other.
Yeah.
Because they were all more or less pointing in the same direction.
And when you say, like, biblical, how many, like...
Okay, well, there were probably...
Thousands.
Probably six.
Fucking six.
Well, I don't know.
A biblical swarm of frogs.
There was no...
How
know,
many?
I mean, it was hard to tell, right? It was dark and I was judging with headlights or whatever. You know what I mean?
So you didn't flatten any of them, right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't fucking stop and get out and try and resuscitate
saying,
anybody.
I thought you were splatting. You could hear
just
them.
Surprised by them. You know what I mean? There was obviously there was more than six. I'm just saying.
Surprised by them.
Yeah.
Wait, you see,
how often are you expecting to see a swarm? What's the plural for frogs?
I don't know.
Not the plural, the collective noun.
I bet you he wasn't frogs he saw. I bet you it was somebody dumped a load of those bins from Centra that are frog-shaped. They were just at the side of the road where ice cream's falling out of their mouths. And yeah. Jim was like, "Moly Jesus, I've heard about them from the city folk. They hang around the petrol stations."
Anyway, that's the most unusual I think I've come across.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the road,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. I would never come across anything like this. I see a fox an odd time now out in Sutton, all like I do.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, you're the man who thought a cow was a dinosaur once upon a time.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you're like...
I never saw anything that big.
I don't... You see, I could never really properly bring you... That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. I could never bring you up to my place.
No. I saw a fox having a shite in Dunleary once. I actually think that's the most rare thing. Now, like, of all the most, wildlife things,
yeah.
I don't think many people get to see that.
A fox having a shite.
Yeah, and I did. Yeah. On the corner of the road in Black Rock and Dunleary there, and he was squatting down. And he looked me in the eye, you know. Right. It was like he was asserting dominance.
He's one of those, like...
He did,
yeah. He was one of those North Face jacket-wearing foxes.
Yeah, he was,
He was a
yeah.
city type.
Yeah, he was like...
Yeah, up airway now. Like, I mean, ours would have the decency to go off into a, you know, secluded part of the woods.
There you go, yeah, yeah. Whereas this fella didn't even need a shot. He just did it to intimidate, you know. Like your builder. Do you remember you had a builder? And you went to... You were
no,
like...
No, wasn't it? Yeah, he wasn't a builder. He was the guy who... He was an assistant to a lad who was doing work in the house.
An apprentice.
He was
something.
Kind of helping him out.
Yeah, and Jim goes into his... Jim came in, hairy lads, to the working lads, working in the house and whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes up to his room and he sees the en suite, the door to the en suite is open.
Yeah, which was just kind of, it was something unusual. You know the way you get that? You see it in movies sometimes, you know. Normally it's movies that are meant to be like thrillers and stuff, you know. Normally it's to do with gunmen or spies or something really kind of important and serious like that.
And he was like, oh, God.
And you get that sense, you know, that they sense there's somebody here.
So he put, so Jim put down his silk pyjamas and then he walked.
I don't have any feckin' silk pyjamas.
He took off his oriental house coat. And he went over, and there was your man sitting there with the door wide open.
Well, not quite wide open, but he certainly, he hadn't closed it. He hadn't locked it or closed it, not even closed it. And he was sitting having a dump in me ensuite.
I'm going to say this now again to you, Jim, and I know it's insulting, and I'm sorry, but I don't think that has happened in Dublin.
Maybe you're right.
I don't think that has happened.
Maybe you're right.
I don't think I've ever had...
I have to say, I wasn't the better of it. It was, I did feel a bit violated by it all.
Of course you did, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he didn't care.
He didn't seem to care.
He kept sitting there,
He was a young lad,
you see. Did he even close the door? Did you just say, sorry,
no,
I'll be out in
a minute?
No, he just
went, all right.
Have you any spare pyjamas? Give us a shot of your house coat.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, I'm all for treating tradesmen with respect and, you know, welcome and kindness and everything. Which I mean, you know.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't
there's
it?
There's a line of decency.
That'd be brilliant in real, when you come back. He's sitting there and he's wearing Jim's pyjamas on the toilet with the door open, drinking a brandy. Just having lunch. We wish you there whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's the right way to do it, yeah.
Sorry, you're giving... I tell you something. You'll never make it as a... you know, you'll never be invited to turn on the lights or anything like that.
In Realmwood? I wouldn't have time to light all those candles. It'd take me all day.
Yeah. It is a struggle with the tree, I have to say. Especially in the wind.
Yeah.
I mean, the slagging you give... And you, of course, have visited many times. There's pictures of you and... You know what I mean? You're... Like and everybody asks about you. You're so popular in Realmwood.
There is pictures of me up Realmwood.
All I ever do is answer questions about you.
I was the first person from a city to walk through that town back in 1973.
I spent my whole time just answering questions about you.
I do that as well, though.
But you are you. You get to talk about yourself.
No, I mean, I answer lots of questions about you.
God only knows. Well, now, no wonder. I mean, I never get any work.
What criminal gang is he in? Is his back really that hairy?
It's no wonder
from the jungle
to
the mountain.
No one's never gone well for me. You're out there spreading malicious lies rumours about me.
I am. Yeah. So I'm terrified you'd leave me.
Unbelievable.
I'm like one of those abusive husbands. I have to tell all these lies about you so you'll never have anyone to leave me for.
Tell you something, it's going to be a great Netflix documentary about you and I.
There will, yeah.
When the time comes.
There will. Keith Barry will be there going, I can't believe I turned down the show with Jim McCabe. Just PJ told me he was this terrible man. I had no idea the entire time. Jim McCabe was the victim.
Yeah. I was literally about to offer him a 7-figure contract.
I couldn't believe he didn't even have a hairy back. In fact, he's never even lived outdoors.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know why our Keith Barry impression sounds like this.
Wow. Oh my God. Actually, that would be an interesting social experiment, wouldn't it? If I was to talk to somebody you knew that I didn't, right? And ask them to tell me things about myself.
Yes.
Based on what you'd said.
That's a great idea. And we should do that.
And vice versa.
We should do that.
Although it'd be shit for you because I tell the truth about you. You know what I mean? That you're...
I don't like the truth.
Actually, yeah.
I don't like the truth.
Sorry, yeah. I'll start. Well, if you tell me the kind of lies you want me to tell, I'll tell them.
Well, I suppose I tell the truth about you. It is actually all good. I normally, like, you know, everything I have to say about you is mostly good.
Mostly good,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just, let's say, slightly larger than life. Slightly exaggerated, perhaps.
Well, that's true, of course.
As I say, you know, a la hairy back, for example, that you have stuck me with for about the last 6 years.
And he's not quite, I mean, he is, but he's not quite the vacuuming enthusiast I make him out to be. He's never actually been seen in.
In fact, nobody has ever had vacuuming gloves and loafers.
But he does have lawn mowing overalls. And waterproof socks.
I wish I had lawnmower overalls. I'd be well into that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, anyway, this is us done, I think, now for
it
a year.
It is, yeah. That's what I was just going to say. You know that this is the official last one of 2024.
Oh, my God, yeah. Jeez, I made that difficult for you.
Unless they kind of bash out a best of. That'd be a hard push there.
Yeah, long. Oh, Jesus, you'd be looking.
Imagine being given the task of that. Find some good stuff in that, will you, to put together? Jesus, what?
Those two syphilis infected, withering lunatics.
There's no need for that.
I don't know what syphilis is. I just threw it in.
It's not very nice, but that way.
Okay, well, then. And the scurvy, kind of, though.
And the, you know, the people that get it might have slightly, you know, loose morals or something, maybe.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, then it is super. That is a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I expect, by the way, the next time we do one of these, because it'll be the new year, I assume you'll have a whole load of, you'll have turned over many a leaf and there'll be a whole load of new you resolutions ready to roll.
Oh, they're absolutely, well, no, yes, they will, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll break every one of them in a week.
Brilliant.
Because, but it's good fun because I know you're the same. In fact, you're just as bad. The most easily corruptible man ever. I'm not in the mood for fitness anymore. Jim, do you want a biscuit? Give me the pack. We're as bad as each other.
Sadly,
thank God
that is
for
true.
That
is the one thing he says about me that is absolutely 100% accurate.
So
I do cave in.
Here's to another year of being a pair of idiots that don't do anything progressive or productive in 2025.
May you're welcome.
God have mercy on our souls.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
As you know, PJ Gallagher and myself, we do a lot of work for charity. We don't like to talk about it. Very rarely mentioned. But we did get a letter the other day from the wonderful people at the Matter Foundation.
Yeah.
Who we had teamed up with for the Dicky Dip to support men's cancer charities, men's cancer research and men's cancer care and all that. And it was a fantastic letter because they gave us the news that initiative, that Dicky Dip initiative, had raised €183,000.
Unbelievable. And apparently 100,000 of that was just because people were dying to see Jim and the Nip. Which I think is a surprising statistic.
That's a very high number. But anyway, and the thing about it is you have to say that Irish people in general, when it comes to charity initiatives...
We are great.
Like, ever since Bob Geldof did Live Aid...
Yeah.
..and that whole stat came out about Ireland having the biggest per capita donations...
...than any other country, even though we were pretty much a third world country at
ourselves
the time.
At the time, yeah.
And the money wasn't there to give, but we still did. And now, for the sixth year running... We are the most giving country per capita on GoFundMe. So the website GoFundMe is now saying the Irish people are proven, literally proven, to be the most generous people in the world.
Go on, the Irish.
Go on.
Get up, Ella.
There you are now, huh?
I tell you.
Money
give,
for
give,
everybody.
Give, eh?
Give, give, give. And I will say that's true. And I do think a lot of the time we give so we can have a part in the moaning of it afterwards.
In the moaning of it?
I think so. I do, definitely. You know that way.
Right.
If I'd be given something, GoFundMe and all, the GoFundMe pages, they go around and I said, Jesus, that's tragic. Oh, my God. And you know, you read the essays and all, oh, that's terrible. And you give a few quid. And then 2 months later, you see a man walking down the road. You're going, well, now, I don't know where that money went.
Why? Why? Because he's still here.
There's not a bother on him there now, and I gave €33.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I don't think I'm the only one.
No, I tell you where that comes in a lot.
I haven't seen an update in my inbox, is all I'm saying.
Whatever about, God forbid, you know, the health things or the, you know, people who are very ill and everything like that, whatever about that, yeah. I do get what you're talking about when it comes to any of those. You know, kind of local initiatives or, you know, we're hoping to build a changing room for the under nines in the, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you do raffles and all.
And that goes on, and then you appear loads of that sort of, I say, I've been donating to that now for about 5 years. I don't think they have a brick laid.
I've never met anyone even won the raffle, did you?
That's the one. All the time you do get that
I didn't meet anyone even won the raffle. I asked everybody.
I'm not sure they even do that, Ro.
I asked everybody. Jim McCabe wins everything. He won nothing as well.
So you're right. We do like to have a bit of
it. We love to have it. We get suspicious about it. We still give, though. That's the best part of it. We still give.
And even as we're giving, we do like to have a moan about the fact we shouldn't have to give. Do you ever get those ones? Yeah, you know. I mean, we shouldn't have to. I mean, the government should be sorting it out. Shouldn't have to rely on charity.
The schools are unbelievable. The voluntary donation. Voluntary donation, me bleeding eye. They're all giving 50 quid and you have to write down. Imagine you didn't give it. They'd be knocking on your door saying, are you all right? You know, and that's the thing, isn't it?
That is true, though, isn't it? The old voluntary donations. I mean, it's voluntary, really?
Really, yeah.
It's a voluntary donation. And what happens if I don't give it? Well, then your kid just doesn't take part.
Well, we'll shoot you.
Well, then it's not really voluntary.
Well, no, shoot, that's ridiculous.
That's a bit strong.
That's a bank robbery. That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, so the old voluntary donation.
Yeah, yeah, the old voluntary donation. You know that sort of thing going, yeah, yeah. Years ago, they used to, where they'd call around and they'd write what your neighbours gave. Did you ever see that one?
What?
The church one. And you'd pick the card and they said, would you like to donate? And you'd look and you'd see the McCabe's gave 50 quid. Oh, Jesus. And the O'Reilly's gave 40 quid, mother of God. And then after that, the Joneses, they have third, and you're there going, I've €2 here now. If I write that in the card now, the neighbours will see it.
Come here, when you were a kid, did you ever have to do any of those for your school? Did you ever have to do any of those, like, sponsored walks? Do you remember sponsored walks?
Yeah, were jeepers,
they were huge when we were kids. Everybody.
Huge, yeah.
And you'd knock, you'd go door to door. And, you know, you'd be doing a 10K sponsored 10K, walk.
Bobber jobs and all. Do you remember doing them?
And you'd be, you know, people would have to write down whatever, what would it have been then? Probably would have been 10 pence
a mile. A mile or something.
Oh, yeah.
10p a mile. You never got it.
Yeah.
You never got it, you know. 10p a mile, you did your 2 mile, then you spent, it's a good lesson in life. You spend the next 3 months of your life trying to get the 30 pence, some scabby elvelin.
At the end of your road, who never answered the door when you went back.
Yeah, he's hiding behind, you're there, you're looking in the letterbox. I can see you in there, Mr. Riley.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Vast majority of people are going to have to do some form of visiting.
Yeah. So this is, for me, honestly, the worst part of the entire affair is, you know, having to visit with enthusiasm, with feigned enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Or worse still, having people visit you. Now, Kelly's family are coming. They're great, though, because they're American. They have a different sort of thing.
He has to say that.
No, Americans are different.
Yeah. He has to say that as well.
Yeah. And that's true, actually. But
well,
in this
right.
case, I don't.
Of course,
I don't have to say.
But anyway,
it's easy for me.
But the thing is that it's like, because again, it's one of those things where people get into what they refer to as a tradition.
Yeah,
right.
But it's not a
because
tradition.
It's like, well, we always go to my granny's on the Christmas night.
And yeah.
Or we always visit the thing on the Christmas morning before we sit there. There's always a visiting sort of
now,
obligation.
First of all, ask yourself, are you welcome? Is your tradition someone else's inconvenience? That's a question to just run past yourself.
Mm.
Is your tradition someone else's inconvenience? And there's rules to visiting houses. I'm sorry, but there is. Bring a small gift. Don't turn up with your empty pockets and go, right, who's got the cans? Well, don't.
You have to bring a gift.
Bring a bottle of something, or bring like I don't know, some Fantas even. Just bring something. Bring a selection
even
box.
Even if you're only just popping around to see your ma.
Yes, bring something.
And you bought her a gift already.
Bring something, even if it's something out of the petrol station. Bring something small. Yeah. Be on time.
Well, I have a biscuit in my pocket for you.
Bring something that's wrapped.
Right.
And be on time as well. You know this, like, we'll be there around. We're thinking, we don't know, I'm meeting someone else first. So sometime between 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock. No, you won't.
Right.
At least, come on, be fair, be on time, right? That's the main thing as well. And then offer to help when you get there.
Anything, like, I can do.
Is there anything I can do? They'll always say no, but it's still a nice thing to offer. You know,
yeah.
They'll always say, no, put your
feet you sit down there. Get
you sit down and all and eat the food that we laid out for you and nothing and now an hour later.
Yeah, that you haven't paid for or anything.
Yeah,
but anyway.
You just sit down. That's all. But also, like, you know, here's the thing for me, and this has happened to me before. When you come in, right, if they don't have it on the TV, what? Just shut up. You know, don't be one of these people. Oh, come here. Turn on the football there.
Yeah.
I hear Willy Wonka's on the other channel. Put on Willy Wonka. I want to see that.
But I'm watching this.
Don't be like that, for God's sake.
I'm a visitor.
Turn it on there. Turn on the There's rugby on there. Yeah, all these people. Oh, Master said, turn on Greg Wallace. I love him. Don't do that.
Or those people who ask that question and never listen to it. Are you watching this? And then they have already got the remote in their hand and they're already changing the channel.
Nobody's watching that, are they?
Are you watching this now? Yeah.
Well.
What do you mean, not? You just answered yourself. Are you watching this now?
No, it's just that there's something better on, something else on I want to watch. And they start flipping.
Unreal.
In someone else's gaffer.
Yeah.
You know, ordering people around. Jim, turn on them. There's a thing on about a lion and, or it's normally sport or something that sports you're not interested in. You're not watching the hockey. You know, that sort of thing. And don't, like, bring up politics and all that. That's obviously the same thing. And if there's rows or there's tension in the family or in the people you're visiting, not the way, sometimes there's an unbridled tension, right? You know,
oh, yeah. So you visit somebody and it's quite obvious that the couple
have
involved
had
are in the middle of a massive row, and they're doing that Father Ted couple where they're pretending that they're getting on fine, but they're actually killing in themselves in the kitchen.
Please just play along.
Don't bring it up.
Don't do the whole.
Are you guys all right now?
Yeah.
Are you? Because are you guys? I tell you.
Yeah.
Has he done something on you, Mary?
What's going on here?
Woo! The old Christmas tension spilling out of the pot here.
You're not helping by doing that. You're not. And number one for us, don't overstay your welcome. Set a time limit. You know, this whole like trying to judge if you're welcome. As soon as you ask the question in your head, should we stay longer? The answer is no.
Yeah.
Out.
Absolutely.
Get out. You get out and go.
In fact, the nicest thing...
In fact, if there's tension between the family, it's probably because you haven't left yet.
Exactly. The nicest thing you can say when you visit somebody is, listen, I'll be gone in an hour.
Yeah,
then you're the perfect guest.
Oh, the best guests are the one that run up with a present, knock on the door, and you open the door and say, oh, come in. And they go, no, I'm not going to. I'm just dropping that off. Happy Christmas. I'll see you later. See you. You're like, I love you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Despite the fact that, you know, the classic Christmas dinner is one of the things that people rate the highest about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently for some...
It's too bland.
It just doesn't quite get there.
It doesn't do it for a lot of people. For a lot of younger people, just, you know, because they grew up with options that maybe you and me didn't have, you know. And now they're saying, it's just a curvy. You know, and it's hard to sort of argue away. They're just like, it's just a curvy.
It's an amazing curvy.
It's Christmas dinner. They're like, it's just a sloppy curvy. That's all. Not done by a professional.
Well, it doesn't have to be sloppy.
A lot of them are sloppy.
A lot of them might be.
Wait till you see the pictures of all the slop people eat on Christmas Day and they think it's gorgeous.
People who put so much gravy on that it turns into a stew.
Jeepers, their dinners are leaking and all.
That doesn't seem to be the issue. The issue seems to be, as you say, that it's not... Taste buds have become sort of like, they need more to kind of kick them off or
they
something.
They don't want a bland turkey. So 1 in 4 turkeys, they say, this Christmas are going to be spicy. Spicy turkey will be the order of the day. For 25% of people, there'll be curry added to it, or there'll be chili added to it, or wasabi. Some people are going to put wasabi on it.
Wow.
And they want to have it something different because... They just don't want a sloppy carvery. They want more than a sloppy carvery.
Well, you stop saying sloppy carvery, right? Not every Christmas dinner is sloppy. It's only people who are just
all the ones that
silly.
I see on Instagram. Sloppy carveries.
But anyway, I assume that if they're doing that with the turkey, then sure they'll be doing it with. Because spiced beef, for example, that is a Christmas thing, isn't it?
Is it? Spiced beef for Christmas.
Yeah, apparently. No. And I don't know. I assume they'll do something to their ham, will they? If they're into kind of like, you know, wanting more of a kick.
Yeah, they'll honey glaze it, or they put a lime zest on it or something like that. Or tequila and salt, believe it or not, is something they started doing to the ham.
Really?
Yeah, they put tequila and salt in the ham.
Never tried that.
It's like a Christmas Mexicam.
Mexicam.
Yeah, Mexicam.
And Lord knows what you could do to a Brussels sprout give it a zing.
This is the thing about a Brussels sprout. You could do anything to a Brussels sprout. You could do anything. You could wear five Brussels sprouts in your trousers for a week and take them out and boil them and they'll still be delicious. And that's the thing with Brussels sprouts.
Says the man who's just been giving out about a sloppy carvery. He'd eat sprouts out of his own trousers.
I would eat sprouts out of my old trousers. I would. I'd ferment them in me knickers for 5 days before Christmas. And I'd eat them,
but you
can't get sprouts. Sprouts are so delicious. Yeah.
And yet you'd condemn a man with a sloppy carvery.
I'll tell you now, if you could take off a dirty sock and I'd put 10 sprouts in and hang it off the wall. And then I'd boil them in the sock and take them out, add some pancetta and they'd still be delicious.
I never want to go to your place for Christmas dinner, all right?
Well, don't worry anyone that is coming. I don't have one of Jim's socks. And it was just an example of how good sprouts can be, okay?
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with...
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
InsureMyCars.ie.
And you see, the thing about it is you have to be careful nowadays because people are very sensitive when it comes to any form of criticism, you know.
Oh, they are?
Especially in the workplace. We have to, they'll tell you something, the eggshells we walking around here. You know the way you and I would never give anybody abuse?
Never.
We're always very...
Never.
Like, wow, I tell you something. I mean, we're so woke, we never sleep,
especially
man.
You. I'd never give you abuse, no way.
Oh, yeah. Good yeah. Lord.
No way. Anyway, I think
lucky
he's
for
great
you.
That he can come in with a big woolly back on him and all.
Lucky for you, I'm not in that sensitive age demographic.
Well, I don't know. More than 9 in 10 workers, young workers, 16 to 25, say they find harmful stereotypes and the negative treatment are causing them anxious and low confidence in work. So they're getting victimised in work because of their age, basically.
They claim.
They say they go into work and they're getting all this. So elder lads, you know, lads like yourself and all, they be saying to them, you know, you're all lazy and you're entitled and you don't even want to do any work. Looking at your phones all day. That's all you want to do is stare ahead in your phones. You don't even want to learn. I never missed a day in my life. Look at you with all my anxieties going through the roof. And they're saying they're getting... And honestly, I think they're probably right. I think they
yeah,
are getting...
Right, they are spending all their time looking at their phones and trying to avoid doing any work.
And honestly, your man that's going, I never missed a day in my life. Well, what's the... That's not... So what? That was you. What's that got to do with anything?
You're such a woke head.
Such a miserable.
Look at you as a middle-aged outlet. They are. Well, I'll stand up for the young people and all.
I identify with that.
You do, yeah. Because the mental age is.
I identify with it. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I remember what it was like on building sites and all as
that's,
a young
yeah, I was just going to say if that sort of stuff if the and idea of kind of somebody slagging you for looking at your phone upsets you.
Yeah, but that's
can you imagine what it would have been like when we were starting in
that's
jobs.
Right, and it wasn't right then either. That's what I'm saying. Like, they always gave young people grief for something. When I was a young lad, it wasn't these things, but it was always the look at a stadium. Actually, it was much worse. The language they used,
you
get away with now.
Well, you certainly won't get away with it on radio.
Look at you, you effing tickle. Put your head through the wall.
Yeah.
A big stupid head in you. Don't look at me. Look in the corner. You know, all you're like...
Whoever says that... Don't look at me.
Look at the car. I remember washing a fella's cup and he told me I washed the flavour out of it.
That's, yeah.
You're after ruining it.
Because all the brown stuff was gone.
You washed the flavour out of it. I've been using that cup for 15 years, you tick. You piece of, you know.
Oh, and, you know, brilliant.
And I was like, what did I thought it was doing the right thing. Ah, you thought you were doing the right thing. Young people.
Well, look at the success it made of you. Look at the things that inspired you to go on to do, the achievements you had. You know,
I was never able
School
to
of Hard Knocks brought you to this huge level of celebrity and wealth.
I was never able to have a real job in my life after it.
Look at the material it gave you then. You know what I mean?
For
stand-up and books and everything.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Because I washed a cup.
Yeah. You know. Though, I mean, literally, there was that thing, wasn't it? That was almost like it was considered a rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah.
That if you hadn't gone through... Like, there wasn't a young lad in the world who started a job that wasn't sent on some
stupid
mission.
The left-handed axe or the, you know, the spotted paint or the long stand or all these stupid
It was basically
things.
Like humiliation
yeah.
was regarded as like part of the training
part
course.
Part of the training. Year one, humiliation. Year two, ostracization. Year three, physical and mental abuse. Year four... We'll teach you what you need to know so you can do it to the next fella.
Yeah. Well done. You're qualified.
Congratulations, you made it. You're afraid of the dark and you still wet the bed at 22, but you made it.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.